The Whole Christian Doctrine in Genesis 1 through 5 by C. M. Zorn, D.D. Done into English by Pastor W. F. Doctor, Cleveland, Ohio. Published and printed by Johannes Hermann, Zwickau, Saxony. Preface of Translator. It is a great pleasure to introduce this book to the American reader. The subjects treated in it are of such vital importance that it should appear on the market also in the language of our country. In it, the author gives positive and clear testimony for the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, and above all, against the vague theory of evolution and for the biblical account of creation. May his testimony strengthen all who, in these latter times of the world, abide by the inerrant Word of God. As is well known, public testimony against the pernicious theory of evolution is given in a courageous manner also by William Jennings Bryan. May he continue to do so. I have tried to reproduce as well as I could the spirit of the original style of the author. If, now and then, the German idiom is permitted to show through, I hope it will not disturb the reader, but will rather serve to strengthen his confidence in the fidelity of the translation. W. F. Doctor, February 1924, Cleveland, Ohio. Preface. Luther and all truly Orthodox theologians recognize and testify that the Old Testament reveals Christ, that the whole Christian doctrine is taught in it, even though the glorious light of the New Testament was not yet shining. They agree perfectly with the great Apostle Paul, who testified before Agrippa and the Roman governor Festus, "I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that would rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles." They agree perfectly also with our Lord Jesus Christ himself, who, when opening the disciples' understanding that they might understand the Scriptures, said, "All things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." And, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." But just this is being denied by almost all theologians of our time, even by such as still call themselves Lutheran and Christian, in spite of the clear evidence of Scripture. They deride it as being old-fashioned, and reject it as being unscientific. And just like the worldly wise scientists of this world teach a gradual development or evolution of man from the brute state, or at least from a very low beginning, to the present high state of culture, just so these theologians teach that Holy Scriptures offer a revelation and knowledge which similarly developed itself out of barely noticeable beginnings until it finally reached the maturity and perfection of the New Testament. They deny that the Old Testament teaches everything that the Lord Jesus Christ and his apostles taught. They teach, on the contrary, that the Old Testament reveals none of the fundamental doctrines of salvation with clear, plain, unmistakable words, reveals none of the doctrines which Christ and his apostles taught. The clear and specific messianic prophecies of the Old Testament they reduce to mere types, which concern themselves only with people and events of the Old Testament. But a saving knowledge of Christ and true faith could not be wrought in the hearts of men by such mere types. Hence, they do not admit any clear and specific Christian doctrine in the Old Testament, but distort it and make of it a shallow book of morals, and so forth. Thereby, they take from all those who permit themselves to be deluded and misled by them the correct knowledge and understanding of the Old Testament and the spiritual blessings connected with it. This I would encounter by this book, and thus do what I can to guard Christendom against such wind of doctrine, such sleight of men, and cunning craftiness of theologians. This book does not treat of the whole Old Testament. In it are treated only the first five chapters of the book of Genesis. It will become evident to every Christian who believes the Scriptures that already in the first five chapters of Genesis, the whole Christian doctrine is clearly revealed. It will also become evident to all readers what an unstable thing and wind modern knowledge and the wisdom of the learned of this world is, which holds the theory of an evolution of man from vague beginnings to his present state. The very opposite is true. Read this little book attentively. It was written with prayerful deliberation, and pray, do not quickly judge and condemn if this or that should strike you as remarkable and strange, especially in the first few chapters of this book. The author.